Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of Elohim, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have transgressed against our Elohim, and we have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our Elohim, to put away all the wives, as such are born to them, according to the counsel of Yahweh, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our Elohim, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongs unto you. We also will be with you. Be of great courage, and do it. Then arose Ezra, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all of Israel, to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of Elohim, and went into the chamber of Johanan the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he did eat no bread, nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Yehuda and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem. And that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance would be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Yehuda and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of Elohim, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up, and said unto them, Ye have transgressed, and have taken strange wives, to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As you have said, so we must do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is this a work of 1 day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our Elohim for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel, and Yahaziah the son of Tikva, were employed about this matter, and Meshullam and Shabbatai the Levite helped them. And the children of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated, and sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the 1st day of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priests were found that they had taken strange wives, namely of the sons of Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Yareb, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. And of the sons of Immer, and Hanani, and Zebadiah, and of the sons of Harim, and Maaseiah, and Eliah, and Shemaiah, and Yehiel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pashur, and Elionai, and Maaseiah, and Ishmael, Nethaneel, Jozabad, and Elasa. And of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Kaliah, the same as Kalita, Pethiah, Yehuda, and Eleazar. And of the singers also, of Elashib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover, of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, and Yaziah, and Malkiah, and Miaman, and Eleazar, and Malkiah, and Benaiah, and of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, and Zechariah, and Yehiel, and Abdi, and Yeremoth, and Eliah. And of the sons of Zattu, Elionai, Eliashib, Mataniah, and Yeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons of Bebai, Yehonanan, Hananiah, Zebai, and Athlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Maluk, and Ariah, Yashub, and Sheel, and Ramoth. And of the sons of Pahathmoab, Adna, Kalal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Bezaleel, Benui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishiah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, and Shimon. Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. And of the sons of Hashum, Mataniah, Matatha, Zabad, Eliphelet, Yeremai, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, and Uel. Benaiah, Bedaiah, Chelu. Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib. Mataniah, Matanai, Hiasal. And Bani, and Benui, and Shimei. And Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adaiah. Machnadabiah, Sheshai, Sarai, Azareel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Yosef. Of the sons of Nebo, Yahiel, Matithiah, Zebed, Zabina, Yadal, and Yoel, Benaiah. All these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.